Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Every person I know in the ministry that God is using to a noticeable degree, any of the folks that I know anything about, and I do know about some, and behind the scenes, and from the previous decades, every one of them have sacrificed heavily. Now, faith people, you won't always know it because they don't always talk about it. Did you hear me? And faith people are not going to cry while they tell you about the sacrifice because they did it gladly, willingly. Come on, are you listening to me, friends? With a glad heart. And would do it again in the flesh. I know Phyllis and I, just in the last 30 years, we have left what it took years and years to build up and accomplish. We have left all of it three times in the last 30 years. You felt like you're starting over from scratch. And it could pull on you. I know when we were leaving Tulsa after 20-something years, we had the dream house that Phyllis desired for 25 years, that we had sown seed and believed God and taken about 10 steps to get there. And it wasn't fully built out and furnished. It was great, man. And we got it for a song. You know what I mean by that?
Yes, sir.
I mean, it was outstanding. 6-car garage, swimming pool, tennis court. And you'd be shocked at what we paid for it. Less than a lot of folks' house that was a fraction of that size. The Lord just did it for us. And Phyllis wanted a kitchen a certain way, and she'd been believing. And I mean, a man walked up to her and handed her an envelope full of money and said, "Do your kitchen." Well, she did. Had all the latest, greatest stainless stuff and, you know, nice. And just about a month after that, the Lord said, "Leave it. And go to Branson." Branson's the place you ought to be. So we loaded up the truck. We had already done that before. And I know I was traveling full time. I had no idea that we'd have a church here at that time. I thought we'd just relocate to here. And it wasn't making sense to me. I had just got an airplane hangar on the field 10 minutes from us. It was paid for. I could be out of my house and in the air in, you know, less than an hour. Be out there ready to go in 30 minutes. And I found out here there was nothing available for me. This airport was short and had big boulders on both ends. And you had to drive an hour to get to Springfield, and a whole lot of stuff just wasn't clicking for me. And we didn't find any place, so we're just going to rent whatever we could. And it really looked and felt like you're just stepping way back and starting over. And we didn't know anybody up here and didn't know that anybody knew us. And I'm shaving one morning. And I was thinking about this. Man, you know, Phyllis has got to leave her dream house, and I got to leave my airport and my hangar and this and that and the other. We don't know where we're going to be. We don't know where we're going to put our stuff. What are we going to do? And the Lord spoke to my heart. I don't mean I heard a voice, but again, inside me very distinctly. Same Spirit of God that's led me all these years. He said, "Keith, son, do you believe I'm able to do better than this?" To my what we're turning loose of. What we're walking away from. "Do you believe I'm able to do better for you than this?" I stopped. I said, "Yes, sir, I do. I do. And I am not thinking that way anymore." And just a few days after that, he said, I'm going to give you the best of Branson. Amen. He did. This place is one of some of the best in Branson.
Yes, sir.
And thing after thing after thing that we could go into, he's done it. But what if we hadn't turned loose of that? So what we had to do is make that house a sacrifice unto the Lord. Make that hangar. I put it for sale. We needed money not long after that to make the deal on what was our first place, the Yellow Ribbon Theater. And we began to sell what we had. We gave away everything, all our personal money, all our ministry money. I mean, we emptied it. Emptied it. I put that hangar for sale. It sold the first week. You just don't know how we had to stand and believe God to get that thing. And to get it, we didn't have the money, and God did it supernaturally, and it was paid for. Anytime you turn loose of something that's in your hand and you don't see anything to replace it or any way to replace it, you're going to be tempted to be afraid, aren't you? And to cling and to hold on. But I'm telling you, you cannot find the plan and will of God, and you cannot walk it out. You cannot have God's highest and best unless and until you're willing to sacrifice everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Did you hear me, friends?
Yes.
This is why so many people never get it and they never find it, because they just are not willing. They hold on to that little thing that they've got. I know when we left Mississippi, all we had was a trailer house and a hot rod and a motorcycle and a dog and a little piece of land. But it felt like I was leaving my whole life, because that's all I had. I didn't know a soul out in Oklahoma. And my parents and grandparents had told me, if you stay here, you can have this land, you can in time to come. And they were very supportive of it. But you're looking back, what am I leaving and what am I going to? I got no prospects out there. When we arrived, and for weeks couldn't find a place to stay, and are spending our tuition money, our registration money, because that's all we had. And we finally got a little place in not the best part of town. And the first night we were there, the folks in the building next door greeted us by siphoning all the gas out of my pickup. We got no gas, no money. School stuff. It looks like you're done before you start. And Phyllis's parents decided to come visit us. Thank the Lord. That's how come we ate that week and had some gas. And thing after thing happened. Thing after thing happened. Do any of you that have been around our ministry very long, you know the song, I Trust You? I trust you. I trust you, Lord, I do. Never even worry, I might not make it through. I got that on the couch in that little apartment. Sitting there, no money to even get started in school. How you going to make it? How you going to do it? And you can cry and you can feel sorry for yourself and you can say, we might as well just quit and go home. Or by the grace of the Lord, I said, Lord, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you, I do. I'm not even going to worry that we might not make it through. Because I know you love me, I'm going to trust you, and I will always trust you. And we made it through that week.
Hallelujah.
And we made it through the rest of the month.
Yes.
And we were able to register. And we made it through the first term. Didn't look like we were going to have money for the next term, but we did. And the next, we were going to go 1 year and then go back to Mississippi. And at the end of that summer, something just didn't seem quite right about packing up and leaving. So we were planning on leaving. We're planning on going. And Phyllis and I both had a check. We thought, we better pray about this. And by the grace of God, he helped us to see, no, you're not done. So that 1 year turned into 20 plus.
Glory to God.
And the same God that gave us our gas money and our tuition money, gave us our first apartment. We had to believe God to get in an apartment that you actually felt safe in. Man, it was a great day when they told us, yeah, your name's on the list. You can move. It was three stories up. Had to haul every bag up and down, and you had to go to the washateria and all that kind of thing. But we thought we'd been set free, brother. Because the other place, sometimes you didn't have to turn the TV on, just raise the blind and look out the window. And it was one night we came out to go to church, and we stepped out the door, and we heard on a bullhorn, "Get back inside." It was the police out in the streets, and they had it barricaded off. I said, "Maybe we better go out the back tonight." So, but I'm so thankful. Looking back, it wasn't easy. It was tough. But looking back, I wouldn't take anything for those times. We learned how to believe God during those days. We learned how to believe God for every meal, for every pair of socks. Come on, are you listening? And the same way we believed God for that then is how we're believing for this Word Production Center now, how we're believing for the church in Sarasota. You see, same thing. But if you don't learn on the little stuff, you never get anything bigger. And if you're not willing to sacrifice, if God's going to bless you beyond what some others have been blessed, He's got to have a reason. He's got to be just about it. If He's going to use you in ways that not everybody has been used, He's got to have a fair and just reason for doing that. And the only one is that you sacrificed when others would not. You obeyed when others would not. Are you listening, friends? And you see this again and again and again. Go with me, please, to the book of Luke. I believe it's about 14 or so. Luke 14. I am so thankful that the Lord, by His grace, we were able to obey Him and come here to Branson. I mean, before that time, the internet ministry did not exist. The word supply did not exist. Are you with me, friends? Thing after thing after thing. And those things we would never have experienced, I don't think, if we hadn't have followed His plan and gone His way. But in order to get the bigger thing, you got to turn loose of what's in your hand. You got to turn loose of what's your security blanket.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.